This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, the podcast for scientific and professional women who want to restore confidence, make meaningful impact, and balance the things and people that mean most to them. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'll be sharing with you insights and inspiration into the mindset and skill set to help you navigate your career and lead powerfully. It's recorded live and outdoors, so anything could happen.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, and this is show number 17. And I'm your host, Dr. Hannah Roberts. So welcome to today's show, and we are talking all about being fully present. And if you're anything like me, this might be a struggle sometimes. So I hope you're with me on today's topic. So I wanted to start by busting a myth to start with. Often, and this is something that lots of my clients tell me, that they are no good at meditation. You know, they go to sit down, their mind wanders, it goes here, there, then suddenly the headspace or the calm or the thing that they're listening to stops and they realize that they've not had any attention on the whole thing, and that was it. And this is the myth and the misconception that meditation has to be, or mindfulness has to be a certain way, that we have to show up and suddenly have this clear mind and that's the ultimate pinnacle of mindfulness. With that kind of, the philosophy with mindfulness is that we show up with whatever is there for us that particular day. If that's a wandering mind, then that's a wandering mind, and that we sit with whatever we are with on that particular day. Now, when I talk to lots of my clients who have children, one of the main things that they are concerned about is that when they're with their kids, their mind is wandering and they're not fully present with their kids. So this is just a top tip today to start to strengthen that muscle of bringing, our mind will wander. Everybody's mind will wander. Remember that it's about bringing the attention back and catching ourselves and bringing it back time and time again. And it's the same with being fully present with our children. And there are exercises we can do to actually achieve that. So this is one that you can try if you ever, go out for a walk, as I have done this morning. You can actually take your attention for, 5 or 10 minutes at a time and shift between your senses. Start with a small amount of time and build up to a longer amount of time. So you could start by, okay, I'm going to really focus in on any sounds that I can hear right now as you're walking along. It might be the crunching under the feet, the birds in the trees, whatever it is. And then shift your focus then to what you can see around you. Then any smells or tastes that are in the air. Keep shifting through those different senses. And that's going to really help strengthen the muscle of bringing attention back and focusing attention. So then when we're then with our kids or with our partner or with somebody who we want to pay particular attention to, so that we can feel connection, because that's what this is ultimately all about, connection or intimacy in some way, that if our attention wanders, not to go hard on ourselves about that, but to actually just think of it as a mindfulness practice of thought about work for a second. I'm going to draw my attention back to where I want to be, and that's fully present in this moment. And it's a basic need for me. If I can just, as a minimum, get 10 minutes of feeling fully present, that connection time with my kids and my partner a day, then I feel amazing. We don't have to be with somebody for, hours on end. We don't have to be with someone for hours on end for it to be perfect. We don't. We just need some time of connection, and that will be different for everybody. And for me, it's a minimum of 10 minutes to feel like, I've had that time. So just having loads and wild amounts of time with people isn't the be all and end all. It's about the focused attention time that's going to give you the things out of that you're actually looking for. Love, connection, intimacy, laughter, fun, enjoyment, all those kind of things. So let me know in the comments below what you think about this little exercise. Are you up for the challenge? Are you going to try it? And if you want to, go to the button at the top of this page, Breakthrough Unleashed, join the group, tell us how you got on with that exercise, and join in the chat there. So great to see you all, and I hope you all have a lovely day. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. To get further support in your journey, join me in Breakthrough Unleashed on Facebook.